Good morning and welcome back with us to Raleighville Gospel Church. Last week, I spoke about Ananias. And I talked about how Ananias, he stepped out in faith, how he was obedient, and how he was committed. And I told you that, if you remember, I said, whatever God has called you to do, He will equip you to do. Whatever God has called you to do, He will equip you to do. And as I thought about that message and I went throughout this past week after that sermon, I realized, you know, that God has called the church to help equip, to help you out, to help equip each other in God's will, to help prepare us. You know, I thought about that in more detail and thought about my life leading up to now as a pastor. And even decades ago, 10, 20, 30 years ago, at that particular time, God was putting people in my path, people from church, people from outside of church, that was helping me. Now, they didn't know about it. I didn't even know about it at the time. They were helping equip me for what God had in plan for me today. With that in mind, I want us to go down a very specific path this morning. In fact, let me back it up a little bit. I want us to go down a specific road this morning. It's called the Romans Road. It's called that because of all the main scriptures. They're all from the book of Romans. But before we jump into this message this morning, I want you to take out a pencil and a pen. That's right. I want you to take out a pencil or a pen, wherever you're at. Take out a pencil or a pen. I'll give you a few seconds. You got to run to the kitchen or to the office and grab you a pen. Go ahead and do it. Run and grab you a pencil or a pen. Very important. It's very important for us in today's message that I'm going to get into the Romans Road that we take some notes. You got it? You got your pencil? Got your pen? And flip to the very back of your Bible. If you go all the way to the very back of your Bible, maybe even to the front of your Bible, you're going to see some blank pages. If you haven't already filled them up with notes, you're even going to get to the very back and you have some color pages, but they're blank. Turn all the way to the very back. I want you to write something down for me. At the very top or where you've got a space, I want you to write down this for me. The Romans Road to Salvation. And then I want you to underline it. Let me walk over here real quick. I want to show you the camera. I want to get a little bit of close-up. This is what it's got in the back of my Bible. We've got the Romans Road to Salvation. Looks like a doctor's handwriting. The Romans Road to Salvation. I've got step one, step two, and step three with some scriptures to the side. Write down the Romans Road to Salvation. And I'm going to give you these step one, step two, and step three. You got it? I've titled today's message just simply, The Romans Road. Let's open with a word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, it is so good to be able to read your word, being able to listen to you, to lay a message on my heart and then share it with others. I thank you so much for that, Lord. I thank you that even though we're not here in person, that we still get to come together as a faithful child of yours, that we still get to read, Lord, that we still get to worship. Different type of worship, but we still get to do it. We still get to call on you. We still get to pray. No matter what's going on in this world right now, that line of communication is always open. And I thank you for that. Lord, I ask you to be with us this morning as I speak. And as always, Lord, I ask you to open our hearts and our minds, our eyes to what you'll have us hear, see, and think. Lord, have the Holy Spirit consume this place. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to get started this morning with a question. So here it is. What if someone came up to you and asked you to show them some scriptures that could help them understand the plan of salvation? What if someone came up to you and said, Donnie, can you give me some scriptures? Can you show me in the Bible the plan of salvation? Where would you turn? Where would you look? Where would you go? You might be thinking, well, Donnie, hey, buddy, that's your job. If someone asks me that question, I'm just going to tell them, hey, you can come to church. I'll get the pastor to tell you that. Listen, each of us, as believers, every single one of us are called to help each other grow. I told you about that earlier when I got started on this message. As a body of believers, it's our job to help each other grow, to equip each other, to help prepare each other. And as your pastor, it's also my responsibility to help you grow, to help equip you, to prepare you, to help you know what to say, when to say, what scriptures to turn to when you are sharing the plan of salvation with someone else. As believers, it is our responsibility to share that gospel with people that we come in contact with at any place or any time. So again, I ask you, how would you explain the plan of salvation? Because me as your pastor, or maybe you're watching this and I'm not your pastor, but your pastor, he's not always going to be around. He's not always going to be with you. And we all need to know how to show someone the Romans road. Because you've heard me say it before, you might be the only Bible that somebody will ever read. So what are they reading? You come in contact with people every single day. And they're watching you. There are people out there that you come in contact with that they might not say it right now, but they want to know why you're different. What are you going to tell them? What are you going to tell them when they ask you, hey, can you show me the Bible? Can you show me how to be saved? And you might be thinking, you know, Donnie, if someone come up to me, I would just Google it, right? I would just Google it, and then I would send them the link. Well, you can do that. Nowadays, you can do that. But I want to give you some scriptures so you don't have to Google it. I want you to be familiar with the Romans road. So let's jump into the nitty-gritty of the Romans road, all right? Right under the title where I said the Romans road to salvation, I want you to go right up under that and write step one, okay? Step one. And to the right of that, write down Romans 3:23. Now, you don't need to turn there. I'm not going to ask you to turn to any scripture today. I'm going to read it for you so you can stay there with your notes. You have the Romans road to salvation. Under that, you've got step one, and you now have Romans 3:23. Here's what that Romans 3:23 says. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That is the first step. You see, God is holy, and we are not. So in order for someone to become a Christian, for someone to believe, they have to experience a relationship with God. They first have to admit that this verse applies to them. They are sinners separated from God. Now that word sin, it's become a very obscure word that people, they do not like to hear it, and they don't like to use it. Sin literally means that someone has missed the mark, right? They've missed the mark of being holy like God is holy. Let me tell you something. People do not like to be called a sinner. They don't. So when you're sharing this Romans road, when you're going through these scriptures with someone, take the time to explain what sin is. Let them know that sin is anything that God doesn't approve of. Let them know that the thing that separates us from God is sin. Whether we're doing it on purpose or we're doing it by accident, there is a difference. Here's why this is so important. If a person wants to become a Christian, they first have to admit that they are guilty of sin, and then they ask for forgiveness of it. First step. Romans 3:23 reminds us, we all are stained with sin. All of us bear the marks of disobeying God. All of us have sinned both by nature or by choice. That's the main problem that just keeps us away from what we need most. A personal relationship with God like the one that Adam and Eve had before they sinned. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but we live in a world where everybody has a problem. Not just the ones who look like it or act like it. And the very first step to solving that problem is admitting that we are just as guilty as everybody else. That's why the very first stop on that Romans road is so important. You see, the problem with our world, the problem with this world is always traced back to sin. Unfortunately, most people don't view themselves as sinners, right? They'll tell you, I haven't robbed a bank. I haven't killed anybody. I haven't stolen a car. I didn't run off with the neighbor's wife. No. A sinner is anyone who isn't perfect in God's sight. And that, my friends, is all of us. Theologian Dwight Pentecost, he wrote, "The Scriptures do not measure men by man. They measure men by God who has created them. The creature is measured by the Creator." As we move down this Romans road, our very next stop begins to lead us to the solution of that sin. So right under step one, I'm going to come back to the camera again. I've got step one, Romans 3:23. Put step two, I want you to write Romans 6:23, and then also write down Romans 5:8. Right under step two, write Romans 6:23 and Romans 5:8. Romans 6:23, let me read that to you. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." And in Romans 5:8, it says, "God demonstrates His love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, He died for us." Paul is telling us here in the Scripture that our wages that we earn ultimately leads to death. Not only do we sin, but because we sin, we now have earned death. This means that the deadliest killer isn't heart disease. It's not cancer. It's not even the coronavirus. It's the terminal illness known as sin. And as our first stop on this road said, everyone has it. Everyone suffers from it. Fortunately, the Romans road doesn't stop there. Otherwise, if it did, we'd just hit a dead end. Paul continues, "The wages of sin is death." Now say it with me. "But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." In other words, there is a cure for our disease. The cure that we have, or excuse me, the disease that we have, there is a cure for it. The cure is not something that we earn. It's a free gift. A free gift made possible because of the death on the cross, because Jesus' death on the cross. In Romans 5:8 says, Christ died for us. He could do this because, unlike us, He was born of a virgin. And He never sinned, ever. 2 Corinthians 5:21, you don't need to write this down, Paul wrote, Jesus knew no sin, had no sin, did no sin, yet God gave him our sin so that we could come before God. It's funny when you start to think about this because, you know, people may be able to buy into the fact that they're sinners. They can buy into that. They might even grasp the concept that maybe they deserve to be punished or even face death for their sins. But you know what the hardest thing that unbelievers have with salvation? The hardest thing that they have is the difficulty for them to accept eternal life is a free gift. Paul tells us in Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, "For it's by grace that you've been saved through faith and not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by your work, so that no one can boast." There is nothing that we can do to earn it. We can't work for it. We can't pay for it. We can do all the mission work in the world and it still won't get it. It still won't get it for us. That's the most amazing thing about our faith in Jesus Christ. Listen to this. There is no other belief system out there that offers salvation as a free gift from God. You realize that? No other belief system, no other religion in the world that offers salvation as a free gift from God. The salvation we all need has to be from God. It's God-given, God-driven, God-empowered, and God-originated. This gift is from God to you and to me. I want you to think with me for just a minute. I want you to imagine that we just learned that the United States will be destroyed by a giant meteor next week. Got this image in your brain? Everybody here on this earth or in the United States has one option, just one option. The only way to avoid it here in the United States is to swim to Hawaii. Think of all the types of people that's going to be lined up on the coast of California preparing for the big swim. One group is in excellent physical condition. I mean, they've been training, right? You can't get more physically fit. Then there are the people on the opposite extreme. Me. Those who are not in good shape. They aren't prepared for the swim. The day arrives and everyone dives into the water and they begin swimming. They're all swimming. As far as the eye can see, everybody is swimming in the direction of Hawaii. What do you think is going to happen to all these people in the ocean? What do you think? The physically fit and the ones that aren't. You know what happens? They all drown. They all drown regardless of the preparation because it's beyond our physical capability to swim 2,500 miles to Hawaii. And in the same way, it's beyond our spiritual capability to be good enough to have a relationship with God. There is absolutely nothing that we can do on our own efforts that will ever come close to getting us into heaven. There's only one who's capable of paying for our sin, and that is Jesus Christ. That brings me to my third step. The final stop on this road. Go ahead, write down step three. Step one, step two, step three. When you get to step three, do me a favor. Off to the right of that, write Romans 10, 9 through 10, and 13. That's step three. Paul writes this. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, then you will be saved. For it's with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you confess and you are saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. See, at this point on our Romans road, a response to Jesus is required. See, a person, they can understand the Christian message. You can get it. The devil understands it. He gets it. But if they do nothing with it, that is to accept Jesus as their personal Savior, then there's no benefit to the message of Christ. The Bible says that we must act on our understanding. This passage states we must confess our belief that Jesus is the Messiah, that He came to this earth as a baby, that He lived as a man, that He never sinned. Confess that He died for our sins, rose on that third day. We must believe in our heart, and then we've got to confess it with our mouth. Every single person that wants to become a Christian must personally respond to all that He has done for us. Friends, there is nothing fancy about the Romans road. It's learning these verses, not to browbeat somebody with them, but because you live a life that demonstrates the reason for your hope is found in Jesus Christ. I hope you take this Romans road scriptures home with you. That you think about how to share these scriptures, how to share this message of Jesus with love, with grace, with joy. Because you never know when someone's going to ask you, someone's going to come up to you and ask you, why are you different? Ask you on how they can have what you have. See, we have to be prepared. We need to be equipped. There's people in your life. There's people in this church that are equipping you and you don't even realize it. They're preparing you for something like this. We need to share the good news. The good news that Jesus is our Lord and He can give salvation. In just a minute, I'm going to close with a word of prayer, but maybe you're sitting there at your house, you're listening to the message, or you're watching the message on your phone, maybe your laptop, and you're thinking, you know, Donnie, I've never prayed that prayer. I've never accepted this free gift that you're talking about. I've never heard about the Romans Road. Or maybe you're thinking, you know, Donnie, I've been going about this all the wrong way. I didn't really understand it the way that you spoke it. I haven't been doing it right. If that's the case, I'm going to do something here in just a minute. I'm going to pray the prayer of salvation. And if you want to know, listen to me, if you want to know without a shadow of a doubt that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then I encourage you to repeat this prayer. And know you have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside your heart, and that you will spend eternity in heaven with God. Would you do that? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner, that I've sinned against You, and I need Your forgiveness. I want to turn from my sins and live my life for You, for Your glory, not mine. Father, I believe that Jesus Christ, Your only Son, came to this earth, He was born, that He lived among us, and that He was crucified to pay for my sins. Oh, Father, I want the Holy Spirit to dwell in me, so I will have a new eternal life in heaven with You. Dear God, I ask You to take control of my life and make me the person that you want me to be. Lord, right now, I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my personal Savior and as the Lord of my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your gift. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, do me a favor. Go out and tell someone that you prayed that prayer. Call your mother. Call your father. Call your sister, your brother, your friend. Turn to the person maybe that's sitting next to you. They're on the couch, maybe in the car. Turn to them and say, I just accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Let them know that you're going to spend eternity in heaven. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Be proud of the gift that God has given you. Now go out and share the Romans Road with someone else. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless. Have a blessed week. Thank you.